Chapter 1, Ashlight. It was Brute who found the body. The dog stood in the ashen morning stillness, paw lifted, nostrils flaring with a low growl rumbling from his chest. He didn't bark. Kai crouched beside him, the gray soil of the outlands crumbling beneath his boots, hand resting on Brute's haunch for balance. Together, they stared at the form partly buried in a drift of wind-blown soot, charred ribs visible through a torn utility jacket, flesh half-slicked to bone, the corpse's head tilted toward the east like it had died looking for the sunrise. "Another runner," Kai muttered. Brute didn't move, just watched. The chest one didn't look like shrapnel. It looked collapsed, as if something had pressed inward, then vanished. A lattice pattern curled along the inside of the ribs, glowing faintly like etched circuitry, pulsing every few seconds with a dull blue light. Above the chest opening hung an ID tag, unreadable from being warped and softened across the collar. But a patch just beneath it remained partially intact, a courier's sigil, worn threadbare. Enough to make Kai think this had once been a messenger. Except the design wasn't standard issue. It was older, handmade. The jawline beneath the soot was half exposed, familiar somehow. The coat collar was worn high, just like his father's old jacket. The same jagged seam across the left cuff Kai had once stitched himself on his own coat. Brute sniffed again, then stepped back, ears flattening. Kai forced the thought down. "Just a runner," he said again. But even as the words passed his lips, they rang wrong. Runners didn't wear stitched glyph threads, and they didn't collapse like this. A glyph scar shimmered on the coat fabric, red spiral edged in broken codex script. Not a resistance marker, something older, recursive, a whisper sigil. The moment it registered, pain surged behind Kai's eyes. Brute growled again, low and short, as though he recognized something. Kai stood slowly, shielding his eyes. The old sky flickered above, sun filtered through a haze of radiation shimmer and quantum particulate. The horizon was jagged with collapsed towers and the melted bones of old highways, and further still, just a breath past perception, was Lockvale, the city of signals. Kai looked and moved like someone used to being quiet, like every motion had already been budgeted. Even at 16, an age he surmised based on his own guess and no other hard information, he still observed his world in the outlands, though hard lines around his eyes that said he'd seen more cycles than that age suggested. His coat, tattered and gray, with reinforced seams, hung loose around a frame wiry from rationed muscle, the kind of physique earned by walking farther than most maps allowed. His hair was dark and uneven, trimmed by survival more than vanity. Scars dotted his hands, one unseen beneath a utility glove, like old punctuation, reminders from a world that didn't leave marks gently. A slim harness crossed his chest, linked to a worn neural visor that rested above his brow like an unused weapon. The visor wasn't standard issue, clearly modded and hodgepodge. It shimmered faintly when exposed to bleed currents, designed to thread ambient codex signals into predictive spatial cues. Kai rarely wore it down unless forced. He didn't trust what it showed him. But sometimes, he'd been told, in the scar, even mistrust was a form of navigation. But it was his eyes that set him apart, sharp, restless, and too alert for comfort, as if he were always reading something behind what was visible. "Something underneath. Still warm," Kai said aloud now. "Means the zone's pulse hasn't passed through here yet." He didn't say what else it meant. That the lattice was spreading. That this person's death had been recent. Too recent. And that something in him was reacting. A gut pull from involuntary memories. He dropped to a knee and opened his satchel, pulling out the device Ren had left him. A palm-sized scanner with a cracked screen and humming core. A sharp tone whined once as he held it near the corpse's exposed ribs. Data flickered. The scan confirmed it. This wasn't just another scavenger caught in a storm. This one had bled memory. Literal memory. Kai checked the signal trail and saw what he hoped he wouldn't. The remnants pointed northeast, toward Lockvale. Brute made a sound that was half cough, half growl, and turned his head. Another shimmer. Another...